We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And away we go! Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. The big show is on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. What's happening, Upstate South Carolina? Happy Friday afternoon, y'all. I am Rob Brown. The Rob Brown Show gets its go right this very second. Hope you're having a fantastic Friday. Hope your week wrapped up on a high note. We have got a show lined up for you today. Got to get into COVID not being done with sports quite yet, unfortunately, as not one but two games in the 24-hour stretch have now been postponed and or canceled courtesy of the Rona. No bueno on that, by the way. I've been told, there we go, all right, perfect. I have been told that there are some folks that thought we were done, with it. We're not. Yankees, Red Sox postponed last night. Team USA v Australia might postpone for this evening. Bradley Beal off the team. He's got the COVID. Who's going to replace him? No idea. Fair dinkum.
You want to commit to it, you're uncertain, and if you just put a little more into it, you're right there, man.
Crikey! Really,
there you go.
No U.S. men's basketball game tonight, but there was a U.S. men's soccer match. You know what? At ESPN, what is that guy saying in your intro? I listen all the time, and I can never figure it out. He is saying, lockdown.
Apparently, it's hard to believe, but there are some people who listen to the show who are not wrestling fans.
Shocking.
I know.
That voice is that of the Usos, Jimmy and Jey Uso from the WWE, both along with their cousin Roman Reigns. They are real life cousins. All from my hometown of Pensacola, Florida. Pensacola in the house. As the great Roy Jones Jr. once used to say. So when we started putting together ideas for the show, Mark Ryan has told his story about how the show got its name and how the boss wanted to, as a response to the old Nolan Ryan experience, the Nolan Ryan train, they wanted to call it the Ryan Express. He talked them into going with Offsides. When I was awarded the job...
Wait. When you say Ryan Express, it just this makes me laugh every single time.
Ride the Ryan Express. That was one of the greatest promos for that show of all time, by the way.
It was.
One of the greatest promos of all time.
It can never be duplicated.
No. The Ryan Express. So when they offered me the job, they said, what do you want to call the show? And I was open to calling it anything, but... Over the years, I had acquired a lot of artwork and graphics and yada, yada, yada that all said The Rob Brown Show. My Twitter handle was already The Rob Brown Show. My Facebook page was already The Rob Brown Show. I had the flags made. I had the banners made. I had the digital art. And they said, you can call it whatever you want. We kind of like the idea of having a term, a word, a sports term with Rob Brown. But long story short, I had dumped a ton of money over the years into promotions for The Rob Brown Show. Had to go through a fight in order to get the Rob Brown Show as my official Twitter handle and all that. And so for me, it just became easier to stick with the Rob Brown Show. Texter now says, Pensacola, that explains the DWIs. Or you gotta make it personal. Okay.
Now that person is a wrestling fan.
Correct. Coming after me. I can hear the lockdown part, but it is the other part. I represent something, something, something.
What's real?
Yeah. We represent what's real. Yeah. And then the other guy just says, yeah. But like, yeah. Yeah, we represent being real.
When you say yeah, you gotta do that. You gotta nod into it.
Which
yeah.
is hilarious. Because our theme song makes it sound like we're a couple of hard asses. And then we're like, hey, what'd you think about all the new Marvel movies and this awesome Lego thing that's coming out?
Well, you know, nerds can get angry too. We can get riled. You don't want us riled.
Seriously, watch us bowl one time.
Yeah, I think they've heard me riled before. So
I had the Lonzo Halo once. I couldn't get my score up over 115.
Yeah, no one wants any of that.
No one wanted to be
on
the same lane with me. All right, let's jump right into it because I got like four things on the lunch breakdown today. It is the lunch breakdown of three things you have to know before you go start talking sports with your friends, family, coworker, or the dog, whoever you spend your lunch break with. Today, however, it is four. It is four things you have to know before you go start talking sports with your friends, family, coworker, or the dog, whoever you spend your lunch break with. We begin with item number one, Carolina Panther news breaking yesterday. Why? Sincere question, Lonzo. Why does all the sports news break at like 3:03 p.m. every afternoon? Every day we walk out of here at 3:01 p.m. and at 3:03 my phone, ding, 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 ding. Here's all these giant sports news that you didn't get to break on the air, Rob.
Well, in the future, this is something that we can do. When that happens, we'll just jump on Facebook Live.
We really should. Really should.
We can do that.
Or we just walk in here, commandeer the show for men. Listen, Mark, we know you need to tell everybody you're broadcasting naked, but we got sports news here.
Just to say, hey, Diesel, move over for a second.
Yeah, they go well. Carolina Panthers and offensive tackle Taylor Moton have agreed to a mammoth four-year, $72 million extension, includes $43 million guaranteed at signing, according to Schefter. Adam Schefter reported that yesterday afternoon, literally as we went off the air. The blockbuster deal announced by the team only as a multi-year extension beat the Thursday 4 p.m. deadline for franchise players to sign extensions. Moton became the fourth of 10 players to receive the franchise tag this year to reach a long-term contract, joining Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott, New York Giants defensive lineman Leonard Williams, and Denver Broncos safety Justin Simmons. The others, Tampa Bay wide receiver Chris Godwin, Chicago Bears wide receiver Allen Robinson, New Orleans Saints safety Marcus Williams, New York Jets Marcus May, Jacksonville Jaguars offensive tackle Cam Robinson, and Brandon Scherff of the Washington football team will play the 2021 season on their franchise tag. The 26-year-old became the starting right tackle in 2018 and has started every game for the Panthers since that point over the past three seasons. His new deal sets him at an average of $18 million per season, ties him with Philadelphia's Lane Johnson for second amongst NFL right tackles and sixth overall for all offensive tackles. Matt Rhule said, quote, he's an excellent player. He's an excellent professional. He's an even better person. When we talk about the brand, he's all of that, end quote. Moton takes some snaps at left tackle during offseason workouts, mostly due to injuries that limited Cameron Irving and Trent Scott. Irving signed to a two-year, $10 million deal in free agency. He is now the front runner for the left tackle job, which would allow Moton to go back to his natural spot on the right side. The 6'5", 325-pounder was selected in the second round out of the 2017 draft from Western Michigan. So that's where we go. Texter says, thanks for clarifying. I've been trying to figure that out for like a year, man. LOL. I'm glad we can help. That's what we're here for. We are here to make your life better. Item number two on the lunch breakdown. Last night, the U.S. soccer effectively B-side, although some of them made a damn good argument to be on the A-team, whooped Martinique 6-1. Daryl DK, the young man from Orlando City FC, my home state squad, scored a brace. That's two goals for those of you still unindoctrinated into the soccer lingo. I will get you there. Two goals, a brace, three, a hat trick.
All right, so Martinique, are they a powerhouse?
No, they're not very good at all.
Okay, because all you know of them from the Beach Boys song, Kokomo. So, you know.
Did they mention Martinique in that song?
Yes.
Do they?
Yes. Now it's going to be going through his head trying to figure it out.
Ooh, I want to take Bermuda Bahama. I can't do the whole song off the top of my head right now.
Martinique, and then they say something afterwards. I will look up the lyrics and I will.
To the Florida Keys. There's a place.
You're so easily distracted.
I really am. Daryl DK got a brace, help calls an own goal that I think should have been awarded to him. That header was likely going in before the Martinique defender tried to scorpion kick it, I guess, over the top of the goal. It ended up going in. I'm giving DK all three because, well, I like him and I want him on the A team. End of discussion. Miles Robinson, Giassi Zardes, and Nicholas Giacchini all scored the other goals to pace the U.S. Martinique got their lone tally of the match on a 64th-minute penalty kick that was won by Kevin Fortune and converted by Emmanuel Riviere. The U.S. remain in second in Group B. They had an opportunity last night. They drew even on goal differential with Canada, right? So basically, two teams will come out of Group A. As of now, it is officially the U.S. and Canada, but the U.S. and the Canucks will play on Sunday. The United States must win outright in order to make it to the next round as the group stage winner. If they beat Canada, they win the group. However, a draw will go the direction of the Canadians. Both would get a point. Both would be at 7 points at that point. And it would go to tiebreakers. Now, the Canadians going into that game, had the Americans not surrendered the PK and scored six, they actually would have led on goal differential. But right now, the Americans and the Canucks are tied in goal differential. So it would go to the second tiebreaker as to who wins Group A. The second tiebreaker is number of goals scored. And right now, the Canadians lead the goals scored tiebreakers. So the Americans must defeat Canada straight up in the final round or final game of round play. Coming up on Sunday, we'll break that game down later on. But all you need to know is this. Martinique is not a great team, which is why you expect to dump six on them. All right? We have had plenty of games where we've played a team to the caliber of Martinique and won 1-0. We beat Haiti 1-0. Haiti's not a powerhouse. I mean, they're actually a pretty good squad, but they're not a powerhouse. You expect better. So to be able to go from a 1-0 defeat of Haiti to turn around and dump six and frankly should have been a clean sheet victory, but to go up 6-1 and win that game and not just do that, but to make up the entire Canadian goal differential is pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. So very happy. We'll break that down further later on in the show. Item number three, and I will tell you, I'm likely going to move number four to the next segment because I do think it is potentially a transformative moment in college sports, which I'll bring up. But item number three on the lunch breakdown, COVID not done with sports just yet. Team USA fighting a challenging scenario on the hardwood as they prepare for the Tokyo Olympics. The Americans have lost Bradley Beal and last night's men's basketball game against Australia, a very important one. Arguably the best competition that the Americans have in the States to prepare for the Olympics, to build that chemistry before the Olympics. That game that was scheduled to be played this evening is now off because of, obviously, the protocols in place. Bradley Beal has been sent down, absolutely crushing. Bradley Beal literally days ago did an entire interview where all he talked about was the fact that playing for the Olympic team had been a dream of his since he was a child. He will be denied that dream for at least three more years, courtesy of COVID. Bam Adebayo said Thursday that Beal was not experiencing any symptoms. He said, quote, Greg Popovich said, quote, I'm dying for him. We all are. Since he was a little kid, this has been a dream of his, and he was playing great for him and his immediate family. It's devastating. We just feel horrible about it. There are limits to what the team has been able to do, but they have been free to move around hotels and casinos with family and friends not permitted in Tokyo. U.S. Basketball invited them to Vegas to watch them play, although they had to go through protocols to do it. However, you can't stop it all. You got to try, but you can. Draymond Green said, quote, "It's costing people opportunities of a lifetime. It sucks. We all came in hoping we wouldn't be affected by it. It's just not the way it's gone." End quote. USA Basketball officials met yesterday evening, reached out to potential replacements for Beal. It is possible that a player from the 57-man roster announced earlier this year could be selected. And also, we have found out that this is not COVID-related. After all the controversy, Kevin Love has announced that he is withdrawing from the Olympics as well, says that he has a calf injury. So now the U.S. basketball team will have to replace two players on the roster. Love's agent Jeff Schwartz confirmed the Cleveland Cavaliers forward withdrawal earlier this morning. It comes less than a day after the Americans announced that Bradley Beal will miss the Olympics as well. So we will see who gets picked up in a fun little bit of controversy. Trae Young, the young star for your Atlanta Hawks, tweeted out a clip from the Last Dance documentary. He tweeted out the clip. Remember, there was that clip of Isaiah Thomas, and they were talking about Isaiah Thomas, why wasn't he on the 96 team? And he said, "I don't know. I met all of the qualifications. I should have been there, but I wasn't selected." Trae Young actually tweeted out that clip with a frowny face emoji and an American flag emoji attached to it, believing that he should have been one of the guys. Then 56 minutes ago, Lonzo, just after Kevin Love announced that he was out for the Olympics as well, Trae Young tweeted, "Another day, another opportunity, #100 emoji. So could Trae Young be a potential replacement? Is that where it's going to come from?
I think that's a smart move, don't you?
Oh, I'd be pushing hard. Be pushing hard, man. Be pushing hard. Who knows? You've got the U.S. select team. So the U.S. select team is basically the Olympic B team. It's all the guys that were right on the verge, and they've been in Vegas basically acting as the practice squad for Team USA basketball. My bet is Pops is going to pull somebody off of that squad, if I had to guess. I don't know who it might be. I'm intrigued to see. Here's what I don't want. Here's the select team. Sadiq Bey from Detroit, Miles Bridges from Charlotte, Anthony Edwards from Minnesota, Darius Garland from Cleveland, Tyrese Haliburton from Sacramento, Tyler Hero from Miami, John Jenkins from Italy, Keldon Johnson from the Spurs, Josh McGett plays in Turkey, Dakota Mathias from Philly, Emmanuel Quickley from the Knicks, Naz Reid from Minnesota, Cam Reynolds from Houston, Isaiah Stewart from Detroit, Obi Toppin from the Knicks, PJ Washington from Charlotte, and Patrick Williams. That team is coached by Eric Spoelstra of the Miami Heat, and his assistant, Gonzaga University head coach Mark Few, is the assistant there as well. My bet is they pull somebody from there. The one thing I don't want, Zoe, I do not need another ISO guard or forward. I don't need another ISO player. You got a roster full of ISO guys. Greg Popovich said that they were looking for a, quote, utility infielder to fill that role. Yes.
Out of all the guys you mentioned, there's only one that would be considered slightly a star, and that would be Tyler Hero.
Yes, I agree. Obi Toppin, I think, is a future superstar. I think he could be there. Who else on that list would I say is a future star? Anthony Edwards is a future superstar out of Minnesota, who was right on the verge this year. Who am I missing? I closed my list, so I'm trying to remember who else was on there that I don't think. Miles Bridges from Charlotte's a good little player, too. But a lot of these guys are ISO guys. I don't need an ISO guy. Give me that utility infielder. You ready for who I'm pushing for? I'm going to blow your mind with who I want on the team, Lonzo. Hey, take Big Z to Tokyo, baby. Hey, let's take a break. When we come back, what will be item number 4 effectively, but I'm saving it for its own segment because this may be a transformative moment in college sports. What Mark Emmert said yesterday may, and I swear to you, I'm not exaggerating like a radio dude does for a tease. I mean this. This may be the most transformative thing that the NCAA ever does. What am I talking about? I'll tell you when we come back on the Rob Brown Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Twice in a segment. I forget to turn my mic on.
Well, they didn't hear the other one. But this one, it was a little obvious.
Martinique, that Montserrat mystique. That's the lyric from Kokomo. That's the lyric. That's where Martinique is in that song.
Somewhere John Stamos is smiling.
We'll perfect our chemistry. John Stamos, the backup drummer for the Beach Boys. That's a true story.
He was in that video.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. I saw the Beach Boys on the beach in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. God, it had to be 20 years ago now. 20 years ago or so. And I cannot tell you how many people were disappointed, Lonzo, because they were waiting. They thought John Stamos was going to be there. So Uncle Jesse was not there. Uncle Jesse had better things to do. They were very disappointed. All right. So Mark Emmert, president of the NCAA, said yesterday that the time is right to consider a decentralized and deregulated version of college sports, shifting power back to the conferences and campi and reconsidering how schools are aligned. Emmert said the recent Supreme Court ruling against the NCAA, along with the lifting of restrictions on athletes monetizing their fame, should be a catalyst to, quote, rethink, end quote, what college sports is all about. In a 30-minute interview with a small group of reporters, Emmert stressed he was not putting forth a mandate or even a recommendation, but he laid out a vision for the future of college sports that puts fewer limitations on athletes and de-emphasizes the role of a national governing body like the NCAA, which was founded 115 years ago and oversees more than 450,000 students who play sports. Emmert said, quote, when you have an environment like that, it just forces us to think more about what constraints should be put in place ever on college athletes, and it should be the bare minimum. Cool? Like, what?
Yeah. What universe are, I mean, NCAA has been all powerful. Everyone has said, you know, these teams are going to break away from the NCAA. It needs to go. And then this is said? This is weird.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's so here's what I want. Here's the reaction
I had.
It's
all your NIL. It's all their fault.
This feels to me, you ever seen a parent and one parent's like, hey, I think we should give little Billy an extension on his curfew. Maybe instead of coming in at 8 p.m., we let him stay out till 10 with his friends. And the other parent's like, fine, why don't we just give him the keys to the house? Why don't we just give him our whole bank account? Why don't we just get... Calm down, Mark. Calm down. Look, I'll bust up on the NCAA as much as anybody else. And I'm here for it. Texture says the NCAA is the most corrupt organization in sports. Get rid of them. I would like to introduce you to FIFA, but I get where you're going with that.
Unless he realizes, like I do, the mess this is going to be with the name, image, and likeness. And this is him getting ahead of it to say, it's not our fault. The Supreme Court did this.
So you put me in this weird spot, Zoe, because on one hand, Emmert's wrong. But on the other hand, he's not wrong, I don't think, for the reason that you're saying he's wrong. Mark Emmert is upset that the NCAA has had anything taken away from its ability to govern. And so instead of going, all right, well, you took this little bit of power away from us, so now I'm just going to freak out and tell you, go ahead, take all of it. Go ahead, take all of it. Take all the power. No, Mark. Look. Texter says, you're right. I completely forgot about FIFA. They take the cake for most corrupt, but NCAA close second. This is a hissy fit from Mark Emmert, is what it is. It's a hissy fit. And if your president is going to throw a hissy fit, I don't want him to be the president. And that's true of literally anything. A country, a charity, your book club. I don't care what it is. If the president throws a hissy fit when he loses an ounce of the pound of power that he has, I don't want him as the president of that, all right? Now, I am going to go on the record and say, I think any entity with the size and scope of college football, it needs to have a centralized governing platform, all right? I don't care what it is, especially in the format of competition. I know a lot of people, myself included, like the idea of a minimized central federal government, but I think the country needs one. I know a lot of people don't love the idea of a centralized, overlying power over college football, but I think you have to have one. Look at what happened. Look at what happened when the NIL law started coming out, right? We had some states that said, this is cool. We're going to let this happen, and we're really not going to put any regulations on it at all. And then over here, you had some that said, hey, we're not going to let this happen. And immediately the next day, we all came in here and said, if your state does not allow NIL laws, your state's about to get hosed in college football. You're about to get smoked in college football. You won't be able to keep up. The benefits are too good. Now, a lot of people are going to look and go, wait, Rob, doesn't that prove the point? The NCAA was basically cut out of the equation and college football corrected itself. The answer is, yeah, that's what happened. But as me and Diesel both said, because Diesel and I are on the same side of this talk, as Diesel and I both said, the problem is that the NCAA had the option on the table years ago to be out ahead of this, to be taking corrective action years ago, and they didn't do it because they are not an effective governing power that had the best interests of the people that they had oversight on at heart. So they didn't do anything. They were inefficient. They made mistakes. And they created this. Well, now we have this explosion of NIL laws, and everybody's spinning around in their chairs going, we don't know what to do. We don't know what to do.
Or they were smart enough to know that there is no regulating this. There is no fixing this. Once that door is open, and now it is going to be a complete mess. And maybe they knew back then that there's no way to have control of this. This is the wild, wild west. This is what you wanted, and things are going to go downhill from this point forward. And if the NCAA dissolves itself, which it might do, it's going to get even worse.
Give me any other thing in college sports that the NCAA has ever said, we don't think we can control this. The NCAA controls what uniform socks teams can wear.
I think that's the point. They understand that there is no controlling this. There is no keeping this in check. There is no fixing this. Once this door is open and it's open and you're happy the door is open, things are going to get really, really bad.
I disagree. The NCAA has not been afraid to try to take control of any situation. They are, in fact, to the point that most of the time, we, even I, am complaining about them being overbearing. So here's the situation, because here's the thing. If you have something that is as monumental as these NIL laws are, the way that you handle it is as soon as it becomes something you know is going to be an issue, you start working on it. The NCAA never even put together a group to start working on this.
What should they have done? What should they have done to get out in front of this?
Years ago, start putting together a group that starts working towards allowing NIL laws, but have those regulations being tested out as we went. And they didn't. They waited till the 11th hour of the 11th day.
I still believe, as we discussed before, they didn't believe the Supreme Court would do this. And so they didn't think they had to worry about it. And I am shocked that the Supreme Court did do this because of the mess it's going to be. But, you know, what's going to happen is the NCAA, and I know I'm just being this big time negative, but it's, you know, I'm going worst case scenario here. The NCAA dissolves itself. It becomes, the corruption is so noticeable that the government decides to step in. And instead of the NCAA, we have the government over college football. Which they would love to be over college football.
The government stepped in because the NCAA didn't. The NCAA has control over what sponsorships are allowed and not allowed. They have sponsorships of, they have control over what scholarships are allowed to be signed and are not. The government has, let me rephrase it. I don't want to say never because I don't know that for a fact, but as far as I am aware, never stepped into a position where the NCAA should have control. They could have, this is not, the NIL laws weren't like, it wasn't like we woke up one day and were just all absolutely taken aback because we went, we've never even heard of this in the Supreme Court rule. No, no, no. We've been talking about this for years. I've been on plenty of shows talking about the fact that players should be allowed to utilize their own name, image, and likeness to get paid. Not extra scholarships, not being paid to play on the field, but take advantage of what they have built by hard work and athletic excellence. This is not a new conversation. And for years, the NCAA knew this was an ongoing conversation, had an opportunity to step in front of it and go, okay, we know that you guys want this to happen. We think that down the road it will be an issue, which, again, have been saying for years it would be. And so, therefore, here's our first proposal of how to allow this. Unless their whole thing was, we are never going to allow this. As long as you live under my roof, you play under my rules, young man.
Which I believe was their stance, that they were never going to allow it. And if you're never going to allow something and then suddenly it happens, then once the shock wears off, you realize, hey, I am not going to be able to fix this. So I'm going to get out in front of it and try to make sure that we don't get the blame for it.
If that is the case, then they did a bad job, right? You know what it feels like to me? Here, I'm gonna upset some people, but YOLO. I'm sorry I said that.
Did you really?
I'm sorry I said that. I immediately regret that decision.
Heard you don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. But hey, hashtag YOLO. This to me feels like the marijuana reform laws that we're seeing around the country, right? At this point, we've been having the discussion about the legalization of pot for decades. And the feds have over and over and over again refused to do anything about it until the last couple of years. And now you got states that are going, yeah, we don't care anymore. We don't care if the folks in our districts, in our state smoke pot. But what are the states doing while they hand this down? We're going to decriminalize it. But here are the regulations. You're going to pay these taxes. You can't drive while you're doing it. You can't operate heavy machinery while you're doing it. You can't sell it to kids. You can't do this. You can't do that. What the states did was say, we're going to legalize it, but here are the regulations for that legalization. You still can't do this, 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 and this. And what has happened amongst the tree enthusiasts in those states? They went, we accept this. We accept this. So Some people are going to break the rules. We know that. And we're fine with those people being punished, but we accept it. And so it's happening in a slow but transitioning process. That's exactly the same thing that's happening here, is except for, in this case, now the people in Mississippi, well, that's not fair. They actually jumped out ahead of the NIL laws. The people in South Dakota who did not have, no, actually they did too. Oh my gosh, pick me a state that didn't get involved. Vermont.
Wait, do they have sports teams in Vermont?
I don't know. I'm just using him as an example. Let's pretend that Vermont University is a consistent NCAA college football playoff contender. The people in
Not
Vermont,
even I can go that far.
I can't, no love for Vermont from Lonzo. Because of the way that for instance, the issue of marijuana has come out, the states have been handling it, blah, 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 but it's still not equal. Right, there are many states that it is just still completely illegal to maintain or use. Now, if that was an important enough factor in where people elected to live, that people were flooding out of some states that don't allow it to states that do and bringing their money with them, there'd be a huge disadvantage, right? With college football, the NIL laws are just that. There will be college recruits that will not go play in certain states because they can't make endorsement money or couldn't till the NCAA got desperate. That's what happened. And it was a failure. And now Mark Emmert's throwing a hissy fit. We'll talk more about that when we come back on the Rob Brown Show. Rob Lonzo, you, it's ESPN Upstate. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It is ESPN Upstate. On the Facebook chat, facebook.com/ESPN Upstate. Tracy says, remember the mess with college basketball. It's going to be 10 times worse in a few years. What do you mean by worse? How do you mean that? Because of the NIL laws, because of NCAA regulations going away, which is what I assume Mark Emmert is saying here. I don't know. Emmert went on to say, in a couple of quotes we didn't get to, he said, we need to be ready to say, yeah, you know, for field hockey is different than football, wrestling is different than lacrosse, and not get so hung up on having everything be the same, end quote. Right, Mark, we've been telling you that for years. The problem for me with the NCAA isn't the concept, Lonzo, of a centralized governing body that regulates sports, because I think you have to have it, right? The NFL doesn't work without the commissioner's office, even if we dislike it. The NBA doesn't work without Adam Silver's office, even if we don't like it. Because if you don't have a way to establish a fair baseline for every team to be competitive, then there isn't one. It's not that the NCAA exists or is centralized. That is the problem to me, Lonzo. The problem to me is they seem to approach every problem with a hammer. And not every problem is solved with a hammer. It's just very, they take so many one-size-fits-all situations or solutions to problems that they don't. If you just did a better job, then the concept would be fine. That's why this just feels like a hissy fit to me, Lonzo. Thoughts?
Well, first of all, the size of the hammer matters.
Sure.
Bigger hammer, I think you can get the job done, or you just break everything. I don't completely understand all the ins and the outs of everything. I can just look at the things that I feel like could go poorly, and I think they're looking at the same. And I think people should rejoice right now who want the NCAA to go away, because there's a good shot maybe they do go away. Then what happens? Then if it goes back to the individual schools, well, then it's no holds barred. You know, you can hey, come here. We're going to get you a sponsor. We're going to get you this. We're going to get you that. And what happens is the people complaining about this school is always, it's always the same three or four schools. Well, those same three or four schools, they're going to get even more if there's no NCAA regulation and they're able to not have to adhere to any rules.
I agree. Mark Hammer, quote, you can lean back and do nothing and then just wait and see what happens. Or you can say, look, we're in it. This is the new era. We need to take advantage of it. Pivot as much as we can towards the areas that I was just talking about and embrace that change rather than fight it. Mark, had you taken that attitude over the past 15 years instead of throwing this hissy fit now that it's happened, you wouldn't be in it. You wouldn't be having to throw the hissy fit. That's literally the problem. For years, under your control, you have basically leaned back and done nothing about it and then go, gasp, something has happened that we weren't ready for. Well, that's what, when you're not proactive, things get ahead of you. And once you get behind, it's very, especially with the amount of responsibility and scope that the NCAA has over the years acquired, when something gets ahead of you, it's hard to catch up, man. It's hard to catch back up. So, more than anything else, what would I like the NCAA to do in this position? Lonzo, Mark Emmert just said it. Instead of sitting back to see what happens next, get proactive.
And do what?
Change the mentality. Be working on solutions to problems before they're in your face exploding.
But like what? That's it's one thing to say, hey, fix it. But, I mean, what's the solution? To you, it's not broken. This is what you wanted. You wanted name and image and likeness. To some other people like me, I'm worried about the corruption and all the things that go with it and how sometimes order is needed. And in this case, there's not going to be any.
There already is. The NCAA literally put out a list of regulations about what's allowed and not. And you know what's funny about it? Not a single person in favor of NIL laws, myself included, not a single one of us has looked at the NCAA's regulations and gone, that's unfair, we don't like it. We all went, that's fine. That's a fine list.
It's making it sound like he doesn't believe it's going to work.
Then get out of the way. I don't know. I mean, if you're uncomfortable handling this, then get out of the way and someone who's not will.
From the beginning, what I said, I mean, when we started talking about this, is that's what it sounds like he's getting ready to do, that to absolve blame from the NCAA saying, hey, we're getting out in front of this and letting you know that this was not our fault. What happens is not on us.
It might be. Maybe he's getting ready to retire from this gig so that he can take all the heat pointed at the NCAA right now with him. Just blow it off at Mark Emmert and let the next guy come in clean slate. Maybe that's what it is. But as Joe on the Facebook stream said a second ago, if they had made a move after the Ed O'Bannon case to pay players for the NIL, there is no lawsuit. That's exactly right.
I wish they had. Then the mess that I'm worried about happening would have already happened. We'd be in the middle of it, as opposed to wondering what's going to happen. So if we would be past it, or things would be destroyed at this point if it would have been done.
So here's the only issue I have, and then we got to take a break. But I'll address this. I'll get your response. You keep saying the mess that we're in. What mess? The only mess that we're in are messes that Lonzo is convinced are going to happen but haven't yet.
Yeah. Same discussion I had when the transfer portal started, and I was given the same kind of flack that you're giving me now on this when I said it would be free agency. Oh, no, you're just going to the extreme. It's never going to be like that. And what is it now? It's free agency. And now you throw that on top of being able to get paid by sponsors, then, hey, I'm not getting paid enough. I'm jumping. I'm going to another team. So team continuity doesn't exist anymore. The play on the field and on the court goes down. The product suffers because of this.
And I guess so I guess what this comes down to is that I had to engage the tactical cough button there is what happened. I think what it comes down to is just core philosophy on the sport. I don't see any of those things as a problem. Lonzo does. We can discuss it. 844-GSP-ESPN. Ingles Market text line open at 71307. Let's take a break. We're back after this. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It's ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.